Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Congressman Gary Palmer joins us now. It's been a while. Gary, welcome back in. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on, JT.
All right, let's start with coronavirus. Why not? It is the number one topic of discussion, it seems, not only on all the news channels and on television, but also in Washington as the president. And being the leader of the nation, should be talking about coronavirus. It does affect the nation and the world. President Trump jumped on it right out of the gate and put together his task force. And a lot of people believe that this is too much politics, and that's why they don't want to get vaccinated. I'm really asking our listeners to kind of weigh in on why don't you want to get vaccinated? Some say it's because it's too early, not full FDA approval yet, although 300 million shots, to me, says, hey, they've done their due diligence on this. Still a lot of questions. So I know you've been vaccinated. I've been vaccinated, but I don't like government mandates that we're now starting to see with the VA and others. So your thoughts on where we're at with this coronavirus messaging and the vaccine to battle it, and overall, your message to folks, you know, when you talk with friends and family in your arena?
Well, I think, obviously, it's a personal decision, but if you don't trust the media, what the media say, if you don't trust the science, you don't trust the Biden administration or whoever you're listening to, talk to your doctor. That'd be my advice to people, because I had COVID. It wasn't too bad, but I know other people who've had it that it's really been bad. And people died. So I don't think you should be taking a chance with this. The smart thing to do would be check with your doctor if you haven't been vaccinated and follow their guidance.
Yeah, and it's I had somebody call and say, look, you know, we've heard so much different information, maybe not false information, although that's all over social media, I believe. And, you know, going to social media for your information, I think, is a mistake. As you said, talk to your doctor, stay off, you know, as far as getting any serious input from anything on Facebook or any other social media platform where people are out there, oh, my sources tell me, and it's a complete opposite of the truth and reality. I think that's dangerous out there. I also think it's dangerous, though, when, you know, Facebook or the White House get together and say, well, we're just going to start censoring what's put out there on Facebook and all these other platforms. You know, I said yesterday, you've got to look at Facebook as the National Enquirer. Do you really put a lot of credence in the National Enquirer when you're walking through the grocery checkout line? No. Should you put credence in what Facebook's posting? No, I don't think so. So I'm with you, Gary.
So much of what's out there is disinformation, and Russia and China behind it. And it's in China's best interest to keep our nation as sick as possible and as disrupted as possible.
Yeah.
So the thing to do is, like I said, is listen to your doctor. Go to your doctor. Ask your doctor what you ought to do. And, you know, President Trump's been vaccinated. Be smart about this. And, you know, you're not only putting your own life at risk, but you're putting the lives of your family and friends at risk as well, if you get it.
And I think you're rolling the dice, too. In my opinion, it really comes down to, would you rather have the vaccine or would you rather battle coronavirus? And a lot of people say, well you know, my immune system is pretty good, and 90% of the people that get coronavirus or higher are coming through it. But, boy, I'll tell you, the numbers are up, and the hospitalizations are the unvaccinated, it seems now, 90% plus there as well. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think you should get the vaccine, but I'm also the opinion that it's your choice and there should be no mandates on this. All right, let's talk about this Pelosi panel that's meeting today for the first time on the January 6th Capitol event. We've got Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger on the panel. That's the only two Republicans, as Pelosi blocked Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, two other Republicans. And I'm imagining she just put them out because they're Trump supporters and they're a little bit more vocal on getting to the bottom of the issues here. So your thoughts on this panel, why they're doing it. I mean, with the criminal investigations going on this, do we really need an investigation from these people Or is this more Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler type of grandstanding, as we saw with the the wind shut in the impeachment process on Donald Trump? So your thoughts on this Pelosi panel today?
I think it's more about protecting Pelosi. I don't know if you heard this, but Pelosi is off limits in terms of being any questions being raised about her role in this. And JT, we know that the head of intelligence for the Capitol Police had actionable intelligence in mid-December. Okay, Pelosi is responsible for the security of the Capitol. All of that information should have been transferred up the line to her through the chief of police, through the sergeant at arms. And I think she knows that Jim Jordan, being the bulldog that he is, would have really gone after this. And we know that Capitol Police officers were aware of this, that they had this intelligence. There was additional intelligence just 3 days before January 6th, before all of that took place, and nothing was done. The Capitol Police were not reinforced. Barriers were not put in place. The National Guard was not utilized. The Washington, D.C. police force wasn't utilized. So I think that, first of all, the reason she removed Jim Jordan and Jim Banks was to protect herself. But this whole panel thing is really a distraction, because people are going to the grocery store and paying more for their milk and their bread and their eggs and more for their kids' clothes. They're paying more for gas at the pump. The border is a catastrophe for them. Crime is surging after this defund the police thing. This is nothing but a distraction from the disaster that they're experiencing with their policies.
I would agree with you, the distraction. And I might also agree with what you were hinting to, that Pelosi had the intel prior to this event taking place on January 6th. Do you think that the Democrats and Pelosi are twisted enough to say, all right, we got the intel, let's just let it happen, then we can use it against them when this goes down?
It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know. And the thing is, though, if you can't ask questions about Pelosi's role in this, and if you can't ask what she knew and when she knew it, we'll never know.
That's exactly right.
We're going to find out.
Well, Liz Cheney, obviously, she hates President Trump. She's might as well be a Democrat. Adam Kinzinger doesn't seem to be much more of a fan of President Trump's. Is this just two of the same peas in the same pod for the Republicans that are going to be there, and they won't push like Jim Jordan would?
They won't do anything, I don't think. They're not team players and haven't been. And, I don't know what they hope to gain from it. And I tell people all the time, my colleagues are not accountable to me for how they vote. They're accountable to the people in their districts. And I think we'll see how that plays out in the next election for both of them. But this panel does not move the country forward. It actually does harm to our efforts to cast a vision for where we need to be in the country. And that's what we're going to do, JT. We're going to continue to do our jobs. We're going to continue to put our policies out there so people can contrast them with the Democrats. And what we're seeing, and I'm literally hearing this from people who voted for Biden, they're saying this is not what we voted for. And
yeah. This is not what we bargained for. Yeah, I'm with you. Well, Gary, I appreciate you this morning. Thanks for what you're doing. Keep it up. We'll have you back soon. I promise you. We're up against the clock, and I do have to run. But thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.